copy today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
And for the next hour and a half, we're honored to be joined by one of the most sought-after speakers on radio and in person, filmmaker, best-selling author, David Icke, also championship goalie in his own right. Of course, BBC News presenter before his startling Saul on the road to Damascus transformation, literally being knocked off his horse with a revelation. And in the last 15, 16, 17 years, he has spoken to millions of people around the world, and we're honored to have him again for the next hour and a half to talk about the current world economic crisis being engineered and how this is really going to force an even faster awakening to this tyranny. So, David Icke, it is great to have you joining us here from England.
Thank you, Alex.
This is a short segment, but what are some of the things you want to discuss and go over today?
Well, certainly we talk about the financial situation because, you know, for me, what we're looking at is a similar situation to when they have a controlled demolition of a building and the charges go off and you see the flashes. And then, extraordinarily, there's that split second when nothing seems to happen. And then the whole thing crashes. And for me, where we are in this economic engineered collapse is in that split second before the whole thing starts to collapse. And, you know, when you think that within that split second, they have already thrown grotesque amounts of money at the banks. The interest rates in America are basically down to zero. They've just come down in England today to the lowest ever in the history of the Bank of England, 1.5%, and none of it is working. And therefore, when you've thrown all your bullets at the situation and they're not working and we're not even into it yet in to the level it's coming, then we've got a lot of challenges to face. But as you say, Alex, you know, there's a word in Chinese, I think, that means both danger and opportunity. And this is a danger from the system as we perceive it now and through our lives. But it's a wonderful opportunity to change the system.
In the time we have left in this first segment, I want to get your response since the last time we had you on to it's got to be more than 400 articles I've seen. If you Google the term New World Order and put it into the news section, not web, but news, the last time I checked, it was 4,600 news articles, but I only, over the last few months, have read, I know it's more than 300. It's 10 or 15 a day I see without looking. Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, Der Spiegel, all the major publications of record of the establishment, the Bilderberg, you know, run of their editor-in-chief, of course, is Bilderberg, Mr. Wolf, Times of London, Financial Times, saying, and now for world government. And they say, we set it up in secret. It's for your own good. We'll save you from the financial collapse when they engineered it. And they go on to say that we're going to pay carbon taxes on all our activities to them. So Kissinger came out this week and said we need to use this crisis for a new world order. I mean, they're really, like you said, emerging. And you've always said, and others have said, at the point of emerging, that is when you know they're finally going for broke because now they can't cloak it anymore. They've got to come out in the open.
No, there was always a time when what they were doing covertly had to break the surface because they want to change society and the image that they want to change society. So we have to eventually see it in our face, and that's what we're seeing. And, of course, you know, those of us like you and me and many others who've been warning about this for so long, it's unfolding in such a blatantly predictable way. This engineered collapse is there as a massive problem through which you offer the solution. And the solutions are the infrastructure we've been predicting all this time, including the World Central Bank. They've not used that word yet, that term yet, but they will. They're talking about
architecture. Actually, they have mentioned a new World Central Bank. You may have missed it. Stay there. David Icke, we are live blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on global shortwave, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.com. TV. Don't forget the free podcast you can go sign up for free at InfoWars.com on the listen page. Okay, David Icke, continuing, for more than 15 years, you've talked about how the private financial banks would engineer a crisis and then out of that bring in their world government. They have said, as we were getting to before we went to break, at the G20 summit, a new world financial system with a world financial bank where you will pay your carbon credits directly to them. I remember seeing that in the Financial Times of London and other places. They are now moving us towards that. So it looks like their system's imploding and that, you know, they're laying off all these financial workers. That's because they don't need the little bees to gather people's investments. They're now stealing the pension funds. We're now, the West is in negative savings, so they need to destroy the old system to build their new system. Problem, reaction, solution. Break that down for us, David Icke.
Yeah, they're talking in Europe, people like Sarkozy and Gordon Brown, about a new global financial architecture, which is all, of course, all well speak for this centralized financial system that will dictate the whole of global finance from a central point. This is what they've been working towards. And it's important to stress that, you know, when people see the banking system collapsing, that they think it's bad for the bankers. Well, it's bad for the bankers who lose their jobs, like you say, the bees. But it's not bad for the people who own the system. And this is the point. The families that we're talking about own the system. So if they owned the National Football League, they couldn't care less if one team beats this team or that team beats another team, because they own the game. They can't lose. So when this bank goes down or that bank goes down or this bank's absorbed by this bank, it doesn't matter to them. What it means is they're just fewer names on the doors to deal with. They own the game, and they're changing the game now to increase the amount of centralized global control that will, by definition, increase dramatically the amount of control over the global population, which is what money's about. Money's a vehicle for control, for suppressing potential, for suppressing choice, for forcing people into doing things they don't really want to do because they have to raise the money to pay the essential bills to the corporations that are owned by the same people that are screwing them financially. So we're reaching a point now where we've gone so far along this road, while people have been watching game shows and watching the soaps and the football, and now it's peeked its head into the public arena where it's in our face, and people are going, where did this come from? Well, it's come from decades and decades, indeed hundreds of years of manipulation to get us to this point. And it's a point of great challenge and great danger in terms of freedom, but it's also a point of great opportunity, because you can ignore something when crazy people like me are going, it's coming. And you are, no, he's just mad, he believes in reptiles, oh, he's mad and all this stuff. But when it's in your face and it's in your daily life, you can't look away anymore. And I'm sure you're finding the same, Alex, that more and more people who were ignoring it before are now going, hold on a second, what can we do about this? So we're moving into a stage where we can actually, those that are challenging this tyranny, this global fascism, where we can actually go to a stage of starting to do something about it rather than just talk about it.
Okay, David, while you were talking, I went into Google and Googled World Central Bank and found hundreds of articles. Here is Newsweek, why we need a bank of the world. The financial crisis is global, and only international central bank can deal with it. Now, already under the IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, in their own documents, they admit they already are the world central bank. But under this, they will set interest rates globally. They will selectively control nations. They will decide how much currency can be issued. You'll still all have your currencies of the world, in their own words. It will just all be regulated and controlled by them, kind of like the national ID card in the U.S. It's the states administering it, but the feds set it up and control the computer systems. So it's really a national ID card tied into a world ID database, but the public thinks it's a driver's license when it's really the real ID. But there is Newsweek for anyone that doubts this, and I could sit here showing people hundreds of these where they are saying not just that they're setting up a world central bank, but that you will pay your taxes on every activity you are involved in on your carbon footprint to them.
Yeah, and the idea is to eventually get rid of all currencies for a simple reason that at the moment, if you go into a store or you want to buy something anywhere and you give them electronic money and the computer says no to your credit card, then at least still just you have the opportunity to say, well, I'll pay cash then. But what they want to do eventually is take all cash out of circulation. So that computer, whoever programs it, decides if and what you purchase. That's the idea of the cash.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 921.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 947.68, 473.84 for the half ounce, and 236.92 for a quarter ounce. That's 947.68, 473.84, and 236.92.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy to follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So we're already going into that system where, you, I mean, I see them carding 75-year-old men buying cigarettes or beer at the store now, and the corporations admit they're getting us ready to have to show ID to buy and sell, and they're going to have a new world and local sales tax that will also have a database of everything you buy, sell, and do in the name of administering the sales tax.
Yeah, and this is happening everywhere. I mean, in Britain, the Big Brother state is hurtling. forward. And in terms of the economic situation here, I mean, it's not really reached the point that it's going to reach as we were talking about earlier. But when I go around the shops, which I occasionally do, not very often, or you go into a pub or a restaurant or something, places are empty where I go, where they never were before. And so, you know, we're on the brink of a massive economic situation here globally, and it's been deliberately engineered for the ends that we're talking about.
David, how do we get the word out to the people? And as you said, our credibility has soared because everything we predicted is now unfolding, unfortunately. I wish we were wrong. What are the most, because you're very effective at unlocking minds, in your educated opinion, your informed opinion, from experience, how do we reach out to them and say, look, it's now here. We're not warning you about something coming and all the preparatory phase that was bad enough setting up this tyrannical, dehumanizing, soul-stealing grid. We're now entering in to the long slide into the depths of global mass extermination, population reduction, because we're not making even predictions. We're following their own documents. We know where it goes. Can the public face the horror of what's going to happen if they keep living in la-la land?
Well, what I say to people is, you know, if you think you don't like the situation now, then think what you're going to face a little way down the road. And more than anything, think of what your children are going to have to face. Because you think that we live in a controlled society now, this is nothing compared with what they are going to have to live in. So in terms of parents who are listening to this information, I would say this. Go and look your children in the eyes and tell them that you can't be bothered or you're too frightened to do anything about it. You're too frightened to get involved, in being another conduit for getting this information further and further expanded into the public mind, that you're too frightened to get together with others to stop cooperating with this system and to not be intimidated into coming into line, which is a bit like coming into line in a concentration camp and thinking it'll be okay as long as you stay in line and you do as you're told, you'll be fine. And then you realize at the end of it, well, actually, it ain't fine. And if you'd have all rebelled earlier, then you wouldn't be in the situation you're facing now. The point of mathematics alone ought to let us see where the real power is here. There are billions of people, 6 billion, nearly getting on to 7 billion on this planet, who are being manipulated. There are, in full knowledge of what they're doing, a relative handful of those who are doing the manipulating to the end that we're talking about. Because of the compartmentalized pyramids that they've constructed within all these institutions of government and finance and corporations, the vast majority of people who are daily making contributions to push the world in this towards this Orwellian global state have no idea that they're doing that because they don't know how their contributions fit in with everyone else's. Only the few at the top do. And what we need to start doing is realizing that we've reached the fork in the road. And if we keep going the way we're going and we keep putting our heads in the sand, because, you know, you can put your head in a bucket of sand when a tornado's coming, but it's still coming and your bum is still in the air and it's still coming. And you're going to get it eventually, even though you've ignored the fact that you have, up to the point where you get hit. If you lift your head from the sand and you look and face the situation, a tornado's coming, you can now take action to avoid the consequences.
Exactly.
That's where we're looking at now. And we need to grow up, start being adults, look at the future our children are going to have unless we do something, and get off the backsides, disconnect them from the sofa, and let's get this sorted.
Well, absolutely. We're going to go to break and come back and get more into this mass awakening. People, and I want to get your take on this after the break, David. People love to say, oh, look at those stupid Jews or those stupid gypsies or those stupid Anglicans who didn't like Hitler. And they just went on trains and they went to camps and they stripped down naked and they got run into pits and gunned down. Why didn't they fight back? And we see those Nazi film footage of that. When that was done incrementally, we're going to come back and get your analysis on this. That was done incrementally. They were slowly trained that to live in ghettos and then to wear yellow stars or pink triangles or whatever the case was. They were slowly trained by incremental steps to put up with more and more until, well, now we're taking you here to a camp to be safe because the public's beating you up and smashing your store windows. And, you know, now just take your clothes off over here. We're going to take care of you. And then they would line up and see the people being shot in front of them, but they would still just run into the pit obediently to their deaths. That is mind control. That is incremental conditioning. And we're going into the same thing as the ambient tyranny is turned up. We have to learn to recognize that, to stop it now, and break our conditionings. If you don't think the global architects running the Western world and the planet won't kill you, won't enslave you, won't rob your pension funds blind, it's happening. Just yesterday, I saw several mainstream news articles admitting that British SAS trained Pol Pot's people to kill between 3 and 4 million. Why did they do this? We'll talk more about that with David Icke. David, I went into the mass mind control of people in Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, over and over again, who will just march in and be mowed down and killed. Why did the founders of this country, why would they not go along with that? Why did they fight back? What's the difference? How do we get people to psychologically realize how they're being trained to have this learned helplessness where they just lay down to the men in black uniforms?
Well, when you're talking about mass mind control, we can't go any further than Barack Obama, because America has just had visited upon it a massive mass mind control operation to get him to power and to build his ludicrous myth of a personality and an image that so many people have bought. And I don't know about you, Alex, but I tell you, I've shaken my head a few times in the last few months when I've seen people who I thought had got it to an extent, who had bought the Obama myth as if somehow here out of nowhere is a change to the system as it works in terms of creating presidents.
Well, to answer your question, what I think of it, they know things are bad and they want to believe a fairy tale. They want to think the nightmare is over. It's exactly because they are somewhat awake that they're so afraid now at the reality that they are grasping at straws, seeing things, mirages in the desert. A man dying of thirst will, see huge lakes of cool, clean water to go drink, and will even go crazy and think he's drinking water when he's throwing sand into his mouth. And you've written a great analysis breaking down the mass mind control, the real programs of Barack Obama. We link to it at Infowars.com, to DavidIcke.com. What's the article? The Emperor with No Clothes?
It's Barack Obama, the Naked Emperor. You've introduced a very, very important point, Alex, in terms of mass mind control. It's the principle of the target wanting it to be true. And in many ways, the worse it gets, the more people can be enticed into following someone who's telling them what they want to be true. I mean, if you take what happened in Nazi Germany and those other examples you gave, at each point, people don't want to face the fact of the situation they're in. So they will believe when someone tells them, no, it's not that. Just do it for this reason. They want that to be true.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flax seed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com. GoldenFlax.com. Or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Yep. Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
What's happened with Barack Obama? See, this whole technique of problem, reaction, solution, we're now seeing in America. And indeed globally because of Obama's global influence. I mean, I was in Africa recently, a few weeks ago. I mean, crikey, he's a god there. I guess you can understand why, but if they knew that the agenda they have for Africa, the people behind Obama, then he would be anything but a god. But the point is that we're seeing a problem-reaction-solution presidential game here. They brought Bush in, the people that control Bush, the neocons, and what they've done for 8 years is create massive problems, financial problems, overseas war problems, military problems, problems of every kind.
And he was also arrogant and didn't care and lied and said, I don't read the newspaper. Exactly. A perfect psyop, what the Romans would do with a governor, give them an abusive governor, but then bring in a slicker governor who could engage in even more abuse and the people would accept him as a savior.
Exactly. You know, one of the interesting things between the mid-90s and about 2002, I did enormous amounts of research into mind control, individual and mass mind control. And one of the staggering things you came across when you talked to some of these individual victims of mind control was that they had a, I wouldn't say a love, but they had this enormous affection for their controllers who were abusing them on one level. It's a very strange psychological trait, but that's what we're seeing on a mass level. So Obama's come along with people in fear, in outrage, and anyone who's Bush who's not Bush has got to be better. And he's come along with his smiling face, the smiling viper, and now he is going to, from January the 20th, be offering solutions to the problems that the Bush administration created. And people see, and all over the world, they see a change in president as a change in direction. And all it is, in truth, is a new phase in the same direction towards this global Orwellian tyranny.
They're just putting a new quarterback in.
Exactly. And what Obama's been brought in to do, the salesman, well, he's a salesman as long as he's reading someone else's words on autocue, is to sell now the solutions to the problems. And these will be what they call the global architecture that we've been talking about all these years. And it will also be, and we're already seeing it, the networks of...
David, stay there. We're going to talk about this next phase. You thought it was bad under Bush? Get ready. Stay with us.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back, my friends. I want you to be sure and visit his fine website, scores of books and films and presentations, some of the most riveting and informative and mind-expanding out there, davidicke.com. And when he's on with us, we'll also be putting his website up on screen for folks. We're also simulcasting the radio show right now at prisonplanet.tv. There's davidicke.com on screen, davidicke.com. Before we go back to David, the 9/11 Chronicles, the 9/11 film that shows you the 9/11 Truth Movement, police trying to claim they're going to plant bombs on 9/11 truthers in New York, claiming that cameras are guns, confiscating their cameras. We had hidden cameras. World leaders being confronted, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, on and on and on. This is just such an amazing film. It's Cinema Verite. There's no voiceover in this. The one film I've made that's Cinema Verite style, available as low as $6.95 at Infowars.com when you get it as part of group combo packages. And make copies of it. Get it out to people. That's why I've been offered big distribution deals by Universal and people and turned them down because I wouldn't be able to let you make copies of them. But we still need to sell a few so we can operate here. Also, my preeminent film on the overall New World Order system, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, what the elite's mindset is, how they're setting up the world government, how they plan to exterminate 80-90% of us with their own documents, the Bilderberg Group confronted. It's all there in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And we carry a lot of other books and videos like The Money Masters, 3.5-hour film. For the price of a regular length film, you'll have a master's degree in how the private central banks operate and what they're doing to us with this film at Infowars.com. Jason Burmes' 9/11 film, getting into the Israeli connection, the Pakistani connection, the NORAD stand down, the ghost planes, the doomsday aircraft running the attacks. It's just an unbelievable film, the latest 9/11 film out there. It's Fabled Enemies, also available at Infowars.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. You can call 24 hours a day. Ask them about the combos and discounts. Hundreds of films and books and titles, not just my 21 films and the book I wrote and the other book I published, Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Also, this live TV show will be archived at prisonplanet.tv in high quality within a few hours of the show being over. If you're not watching us live streaming right now, when you get home from work or whatever, you can go to prisonplanet.tv and see this interview in high quality if you're a prisonplanet.tv member for 15 cents a day. I would also add supporting David Icke is key. He also has a similar members area of his site, davidicke.com. Okay, David, we got a long segment here. Let's roll with it. Break down. I mean, he's clearly doing NLP, mind control program, when he gives these speeches, the way both parties have gotten behind him, the way Pat Robertson is getting behind him, saying socialism's good, it will save us. Obama is unstoppable. We have Kissinger saying he is the man, the world's perception. This is an opportunity for a new world order. In fact, cue that video up. We'll play a clip of it later, just the part where Kissinger says that. They're halfway through the three-minute clip. David, break down, what's happening with Barack Obama and how he's being sold and packaged as this messiah.
Well, what they've done is used all the mass mind control techniques, and the key one is to turn him, over the last year, 2 years, into a blank screen on which the people project their own version of what he is. And they've done this by ensuring that he never goes into specifics up to the point where he was elected. Because once you go into specifics, when you're trying to be elected, you're already pushing some people away who don't like your specifics. Ah, so that's what you mean. No, I don't want that. So what he's done is just continually repeated the mantra of I stand for change, I stand for hope, and I stand for something to believe in. Now, the change idea is very effective because of the way the system screws people. At any point in time, the vast numbers of people are not happy with their status quo, the way their life is. So anyone who comes along and starts saying, I will change things, is immediately open to that because, well, I don't like the way things are. Change, yeah, change. I mean, Clinton did this when he got elected for the first time. And so they created a blank screen with Obama on which the people projected their version of what those themes meant. And so he became all things to all men and all women, those that could see through him, that is. And that's got him elected. And what it's done, and I'm sure that there have been many other subliminal, even technological, I would say definitely technological effects that have been attacks on the human perception, so that they have actually started to see this guy in messianic terms. I mean, I've spoken to people and I think, you know, I'm going to click my fingers in a minute, mate, so you wake up when they're talking about this fellow. And I found that in Africa as well. So he's going to get this, compared with most presidents, a really big honeymoon period where he's going to be allowed to get away with a lot of things that other presidents like Bush wouldn't. Oh, let's see what Bush is doing. Look, oh, I knew it. No, but Obama is going to be different for a while anyway. And I expect, because they have this agenda and they want to push it on as fast as possible, and they understand this honeymoon period, anything goes for Obama following January the 20th, that we're going to see things kick off real quick.
We're going to see a blitzkrieg of activity before the public wakes up. And going back, look at all his betrayals, though, to get the anti-war movement that swept the Democrats into Congress in 2006 behind him. His handler, who brought him and Governor Blagojevich up, Rahm Emanuel, who's an IDF officer, not only an American citizen or dual citizen, a foreign Mossad operative. He openly is the biggest pro-war person in the Democratic Party, but it's come out now. He told Obama, lie and say you're against it, and then now he's the chief of staff. So just incredible betrayal, the wiretapping against the Americans, flip-flop on that. Now he wants to confront Russia. Obama is doing 180 degrees from what he claimed he'd do, but now he's not saying anything. He's not weighing in on Gaza, on nothing. He's just sitting there and being...
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22. $22.95. That's enough for two vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Said there was no Trans-Texas Corridor on CNN and Fox. They said Ron Paul was insane, that it didn't exist. On and on and on and on. Then they put up the signs, put up a lot of the toll roads, many of the 8,000 miles of toll roads, about 10% were put in place. Then they came out this week and said, okay, the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. And then they announced a few days later, well, really, it's not dead. We're just breaking all the projects down into sub-pieces, and we're going to carry out every single bit of seizing your infrastructure to put international toll roads on it. So there's the example right there. Meanwhile, I'm on national radio debates, and the talk show host laughs at me and says none of this even exists.
Yeah, that's the way they work. And, you know, in terms of Obama, we've got a mass mind control operation behind him that's far more, well, if you, it's not sophisticated if you know how it works, but if you don't, it's far more sophisticated than I've come across. This is really a step up.
Well, you said it. They're using every science they've developed together, overlaid, working on all eight cylinders. For the first time ever, they're telling us we must be unified. And for me, that is the signal that they are really moving into a new phase.
Well, it was interesting. Years and years ago, when I was researching this back in the early 90s, I came across a lady called Kitty Little, who was an Oxford Don. And she told me that she attended a talk by someone at Oxford University in the 1940s. And she got into this meeting, which was a closed meeting, because they thought she had certain political views, and she didn't. And so she was an interloper, and they didn't know. And this man stood up, and he made a speech, and he said that there was an organization that had no name. He said, we don't give it a name because it's much more difficult to track it down if it doesn't have a name. He said it has a political wing, and it has what he called a biological wing. The head of the biological wing was Lord Richter Rothschild. And he said, was the head at that time of the political wing. And he said, as a result, there was going to come a point where he was going to become Prime Minister of Britain. And his name was Harold Wilson. And he became Prime Minister of Britain in the early 60s and apart from 4 years until 1975. But what he said in that speech was that the infiltrators of this conspiracy were going to go into the right wing of the Labour Party, which was perceived then as a left wing party, and they were going to go into the left wing of the Conservative Party, which was perceived as a right wing party, because he said people instinctively don't like extremists, so we're going to pose as moderates. He said, and what's going to happen is from control of both these parties, we're going to fuse them together to the point where they become one party under two names or three names with the Liberal Party. And what has happened in this country from the end of Margaret Thatcher onwards, particularly when Blair came in, is that is precisely what has happened. We have three parties in this country, two that have any chance of forming a government, Labour and Conservative, but the Liberal Democrats as well. You can't hardly, except in rhetoric, get a cigarette paper between them on most of these things. And the same is happening now in America. We're reaching this point where the parties are fusing into the one party that they want them to become. And so we don't have political choice anymore.
Yes, whereas before they would have little fights with each other over the power structure, over who got to sit in the seats and levers of power to fund themselves and aggrandize themselves. Now there is no separation. And remember last year, David, in England, it came out that the House of Commons was being spied on by MI5. All their phones were being listened to, but that the main focus was on the few little parties that weren't controlled and that they weren't worried about the three major parties because those were basically already run by the intelligence apparatus.
Yeah, well, you've got Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister. You've got David Cameron, the leader of the opposition. They use different words and they criticize each other. But you look at their basic policies and what they would do in power. It's precisely the same. And so it shows how far along the road we've now come where even, the pseudo fighting that went on before is now fusing into this one party state. And what they've done with Obama is turned him into a public demo Republican, if you like, a Republo Democrat, whatever you want to call it. They're putting him right in that center ground in the public mind of bringing people together. But actually, he is a massive extremist who owes more to the fascist state of mind, especially the people behind him, than any socialist state of mind. Although if you go far enough left and far enough right, you meet the same situation anyway.
And then we get into colors, using colors to program. Have you noticed that he and his wife, the night they won, both wore red and black, and so did their children? Again, there's major messages in that.
Yeah, I mean, they understand the way that vibrational codes affect people. And colors are vibrational codes. They're different colors and different shades of color.
And that's the fascist color. Fascist color, red, black, and white.
And it affects you in a certain way, and they speak to the subconscious mind. But I think one of the key things that we're going to see with Obama is the creation of a situation where if you're not for him, then you're somehow need to be marginalized.
And you're causing the economy to get worse. They're already saying that. If you do exactly what they say and you don't question and you go to the work brigades and you hand your children over and you spy on your neighbors and you pay all these carbon taxes, things will be fixed. That's the solution. But if you stand in the way of the solution, you've got to be removed because you're the cause of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, when these demagogues and tyrannies come to power, I mean, Hitler's a classic example. Anyone that is against them is attacked, is marginalized, is abused, is libeled and slandered. And it's designed to stop people being that nail that stands out above the rest, as the Japanese say.
David, stay there. We'll come back and continue with that. David Icke is our guest for another 40 minutes. Going to open the phones up in the next hour, 1-800-259-9231. We're fighting the technological enslavement system. We're fighting the final revolution of the elite against humanity, trying to make themselves gods. I want to get into the genetic engineering, why they're destroying the environment in the name of saving it, what their final end game is if we don't defeat them, and more about us being empowered and taking action that you speak so eloquently to, David. But continue with the point you were making when we got interrupted by the break.
Well, I just feel that, Obama is going to be put up there in a situation where you're either for him and you're a good guy, or you're challenging him and you're just trying to destroy America. And the other thing that is going to be played, although he's talking all the time about, oh no, racism and all this stuff, the race card's going to be played as well. People who attack him, they're going to be called racist, and it's just because he's a black president.
Oh, David, I know this has happened to you. On my website, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we'll write an article with Rahm Emanuel saying compulsory service will say we're against it. it, and every other comment is, you just hate black people. But then I notice it's mainly white yuppies saying it. Are they programmed, or are those disinfo?
Well, that's an interesting point, and you know, I would make this point very strongly. You know, I've got a great friend in Africa. He's a Zulu shaman, a very well-known man in South Africa. He's in his 80s now, and his perception of Obama is absolutely spot on.
He wrote a poem that's on your website.
He did, yeah. Do you want me to give you a few lines from it?
Read the whole poem. Go ahead.
Okay. He wrote this poem after he saw Obama in speaking on television. An actor walks upon the floodlit stage of life, wearing a mask of an angel beneath a demon's crown, a gown rather. Pretends smiles upon the crowded hall of life, holding out hope as bright as it is false. Son of a woman who, in whose veins flows the blood of ancient Ireland and dark Africa's plains, you are Obama, nicknamed the Standing King. You are Barak, O son born to deceive. The suffering hordes of Africa look up to you, see a black savior where naught but a Judas strides, an entrapper of nations, bringer of dismal war. Behind the robes and the nylon wings of hope, oh, may those who look up to you see you as you are. May those who hope in you behold you as you are. A prince deceitful to bring down Africa's shrines, a siren who leads Africa's ships onto rocks of obliteration. Your rule, my lord, will not be one of peace. Your reign, my king, will not be one of smiles. And so it goes on. And some of the people that are going to be most disappointed about the reign of Barack Obama are going to be the black people of America. Because he's got a different color skin doesn't mean that he has their best interests at heart.
Well, David, the first thing he's doing is massively increasing open, and even the Huffington Post, liberals are reporting this, massive forced abortion eugenics funding in Africa, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
He is going after them.
His, or rather, Brzezinski's agenda for Africa is absolutely grotesque, and that's what Credo Mutwe is pointing out here, what the agenda for Africa is. But, you know, there is a black overclass in America, which Credo Mutwe describes as white people in black bodies. And that black overclass does not answer. This is the Obamas and the Jesse Jacksons and the Oprah Winfreys and the Jay-Z's. That doesn't answer in terms of its allegiance to black people in general. It answers to the white overclass, the bloodlines that run the...
Stay there, David. 70-second break. And we'll be right back with David Icke in the final hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.